I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. The new IBX, Interborough Express Line that links Queens and Brooklyn, is now a big step closer to reality. Governor Hochul making a transit announcement today about some advancements that rail riders will like.
Be able to get one part of Brooklyn to Queens much faster than it ever would before. We're talking about shaving off a lot of time. In fact, from when we first unveiled this, we've already found ways to save another 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Let's make it 12.
The governor there with MTA head Jen Olieber. The MTA board has voted to approve the full design of the proposed IBX rail line, which will connect Queens commuters to the Brooklyn waterfront in Bay Ridge. It's expected to cost more than $5 billion and will be funded through the state budget and the MTA's $68 billion capital plan. Well, police are looking for a second suspect this morning, wanted for the murder of a woman in Fordham Heights. They have a photo of the guy, and you can see it at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Cops already arrested Neida Jorge for the murder of 21-year-old Princesa Encarnacion Soto. Police found her inside 2295 Grand Concourse with multiple stab wounds back on July 22nd. Thanks to new rules, it appears that outdoor dining is mostly in rich neighborhoods again.
Currently, just 2% of roadway dining, yes, 2%, is in neighborhoods with incomes under 60 grand a year. That's just not going to work going forward. Andrew Ridgey of the New York City Hospitality Alliance saying so many restaurant owners are telling me they can't do it.
When they were told the costs involved and that they were going to have to put up their roadway cafe, take it down, store it, only to put it back up, they started doing some of the numbers, and they're like, there is just no way I'm going to be able to afford this.
So he says the answer is that the mayor and city council need to take immediate action to help reduce fees and the overall cost of outdoor dining before the entire system goes kaput. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
And we did reach out to City Hall for a response. A convicted sex trafficker in Manhattan has been sentenced to 75 years to life in prison. 38-year-old Alex Jean was found guilty by a state Supreme Court jury of multiple crimes, including kidnapping, sex assault, rape, and sex trafficking. Prosecutors say Jean kidnapped and raped three women and then forced them into prostitution. Two of the women were 19 at the time and had escaped abusive relationships. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg called the crimes extraordinarily brutal and applauded the victims for having the courage to testify in court. Governor Hochul is promising to help legal cannabis shops after a major blunder by the state showed dozens of shops had been incorrectly deemed out of compliance with proximity rules. The Office of Cannabis Management admitted it had been using an out-of-date method to measure the distance from the shops to schools or houses of worship. As a result, 152 dispensaries, including 89 in the city, were sent notices that their locations did not comply with the law. A spokesperson for the governor says the state is taking immediate action to support these small business owners. The governor is now backing a $15 million relief fund and pushing for legislation to let the businesses stay put. An early morning stabbing left one man dead in Harlem. Police tell 1010 Winds the 34-year-old was killed by his boyfriend during a domestic incident. It happened just after 4 inside an apartment on West 38th near Frederick Douglass Boulevard. The unidentified victim had stab wounds to his legs and was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect fled and is still on the loose. The owners of a jewelry store in Cedarhurst are suing Nassau County over a news release accusing them of robbery. Newsday is reporting three brothers who ran the shop filed the suit Wednesday, claiming police accused them of robbery, assault, and imprisonment. Jacob, Daniel, and Dove Avital, who own and operate five jewelry bit buyers, say that their reputations and businesses were negatively impacted. The release states that the three men attacked a man trying to sell them a fake bracelet. Their attorney says that the police investigation did not go far enough.
They could have simply reviewed the security footage that was readily available to them before issuing this press release, and it would have shown that the nature of the allegations was false.
There has been no comment from Nassau Police or the county executive's office. Well, the Mets will kick off their annual food drive today at Citi Field. Fans are heading to tonight's game against the Giants. Later on, they will be, and they're being encouraged to donate canned and packaged foods. Jane Sun with the Mets Foundation tells WINS the team is grateful for a generous fan base.
So lucky. The Mets fans are always so good to the community. Whether the team is doing well on the field or off the field doesn't necessarily impact how they're showing up for the community.
Well, tonight's event will go from 5:30 to 7:30 outside the Jackie Robinson Rotunda. Tomorrow's collection will take place from 1 to 4:30, and all the donations benefit the Food Bank for New York City.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.